Lock it, unlock it, lock it.
Beautiful.
Roller coaster ride in the fast lane. Got the roof down, kiss me hard in the rain. You got the candy colored eyes, pink and gold chain. $1 million, babe, rip it out like I'm propane. You're on my mind, I'm feeling kinda nervous, but I like it. Take my t-shirt off and do it right. You're on my mind, feeling like an astronaut, watching the world all alone, just you and I.
Beautiful.
Roller coaster ride.
Dinner. I know they can do you, but I can do it better. Bring me out to London, yeah. I can show you something, yeah. Unlock your clothes off your body, give you loving, yeah. Cause that's how we do. We do all it need to. We do top easy through. I like the preview. We not the Yaker, but we on the way. We on the surfboard, yeah, we riding way. Let's get it going, girl. Let's on the lay. Let's on the lay. Sip this champagne.
Hello everyone, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's a special sad occasion.
It's a happy
morning.
Day, it's a sad day, it's a special day.
And it's a day, and at the end of the day.
And at the end of the day, it is just a day. This is our last radio show.
Henry and I have been doing this since first semester of our sophomore year, right?
Yeah.
Didn't do freshman
That's
year.
When we started it.
And we are now graduating seniors.
We are so old.
You can mail your congratulations to us at the radio.
At radio, you can mail us a letter that says congrats. A piece of paper folded in half that says congrats.
You can email it at radio@tufts.edu.
It's our last show. We said ahead of time that we will probably be doing a lot of reflecting. But I wanted to make this playlist of all-time songs for me. And so that, one of my favorite artists, I just bought tickets to see her in September when she tours for her new album, Brat, which isn't out yet.
Where are you seeing her?
I'm TD Garden, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Charlie, love her to death. This is my favorite album of hers, Pop 2, and my favorite song off the album with Kim Petras and Jay Park. Jay Park doesn't really matter, but Kim Petras is great on this song.
So. When you say all-time favorites, are you saying, like, of songs for you, like, your favorite songs all-time, or is this, like, for, like, radio sake?
Kind of. It's not, like, my all-time favorite songs ever. I was trying to think of, like, oh, what are songs that I really liked while I've been here at Tufts?
Yeah.
So some of them I like more than others, but I think all of them I like more than the average song.
I think I'd agree. The songs that I put on this playlist are, like, this is stuff, all of them I've played on radio before over the past 2 years, and it's stuff that feels very radio to me.
This has not been played on the radio yet. First debut of Unlock It, Lock It, feat. Kim Petras and J-Rock.
It's very exciting. You guys are very lucky to be here for that moment.
And now this next song, you know, everybody's been talking about this Drake-Kendrick beef going on. They've been dropping diss tracks left and right. Drake just dropped his response. But this is a new response out of left field entering into the beef. Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith is dropping his diss track for both Drake and Kendrick right now, trying to set things straight that he's the real GOAT. This is Say Yes by Elliot Smith. It's his latest diss track. It's vile.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. Been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up. Turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Crooked spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yeah. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun.
and shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking and last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love. Our love is all we have. Our love is all of God's money. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. I once saw a sunset so vivid and warm that I swore it was perfect. I once had a lover, I'm not sure if I'll recover, but I know it was worth it. Then last night in the car, the falling raindrops looked like stars at some incalculable speed. Then later my friend said, good to see you again. This is a home to me. So I wrote a song, and I called it the love of my life. Said don't be gone long. It now sings me to sleep every night. I never learned a lesson looking at my own reflection, but sometimes it seems useful. And so I loosen my heartstrings in high hopes of starting to find something truthful. Cynicism isn't wisdom. It's a lazy way to say that you've been. Seems if anything, you'd be less certain after everything you ever learned.
Nana Grizzard.
Ooh. Do you want to? Okay, well, starting with the diss track. The diss track being Say Yes by Elliot
starting
Smith.
With Elliot Smith's vile diss track against Drake and Kendrick.
Henry just explains all of the Kendrick-Drake drama to me. And, you know what? I don't even have a witty joke to make about it. That's just very fascinating.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you something, say yes.
Nice. Is there, like, the fact that I haven't heard that this drama is happening, am I just chronically offline, or is this not actually, like, everyone is talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniela put the song in, but I am an Elliot Smith fanboy. I love him. I love Either Or. I listen to this song, and I think that I'm in Good Will Hunting, and I'm Will Hunting on the Red Line in the 90s going to Southie.
That's how you feel listening to Say Yes?
That's how I feel listening to Say Yes, especially listening to Between the Bars, not the same album. Then Jesus Etc. by
which Henry put on, but
Wilco.
I also love.
Yeah, but it's for me Yankee Hotel Foxtrot because I've been having a Wilco season.
I know you have been having a Wilco season. You've been doing some good Wilco on radio.
Yeah, exactly. Wilco, awesome. This album, awesome. Given a 10 out of 10 by Pitchfork, which of course dictates my entire music taste. Jeff Tweedy with this song was like, I want string sections in the background and I want each section to sound distinct. And if you listen closely, you're like, oh yeah, there is a different like speed and tempo and dynamic for the string sections. And it's just a very nice, warm song to sing about Jesus.
I think that if I were writing this song, I would have called it Jesus et al., like a research paper.
Well, the story behind it is it was actually called Jesus Don't Cry. And then
I could see that.
And then when they were writing out a list of all the songs that they were going to put on this album, one person, I forget who it was, just sort of wrote Jesus Etc. as a way to shorten it. And then Jeff Tweedy saw that and he was like,
that's
I
so
like that.
Quirky.
He was like, I like that as a name. We're going to keep it as Jesus Etc.
I think that that is just quirk points to the max, and I'm glad that they did that. After that, you heard Cynicism by Nana Grizzle.
Isn't Nana Grizzle and not Nana Grizzle?
Nana Grizzle.
Yeah. Nana Grizzle.
I really don't know. I have sought out a video of them pronouncing it before, and I'm pretty sure that's what it was, but I don't remember. I can totally be wrong. We can check on that after and report back to you people. But they've been one of my favorite bands for the past couple of years in a way that I know a good amount of their discography, but definitely not all of it. And I have very rarely tried to venture to hear more. You ever have those bands where I love everything I know, but for whatever reason, I'm not going to listen to the rest of your stuff. Like, I'm just very emotionally attached to some of these songs. So Cynicism has definitely been played before. I think that they have a good, like, folky kind of Midwest emo folk sound in some of their songs, but this one's rather gentle. They mean a lot to radio for me. Next.
Speaking of bands that Daniela really likes a lot and listens to all of their songs from.
So the bands that I do know every single song ever, we're playing a Big Thief song, Masterpiece, which is one of their biggest songs.
Masterpiece!
Hey, wait, don't you go yet. Oh, yeah, this is Big Thief. I have more to say. This is one of their biggest songs, but one of the older ones, so I think people who are newly into Big Thief might not know Masterpiece.
Otherwise known as Fake Fans.
So maybe the Fake Fans. Sophomore year, Henry and I were caught in the loop of playing a song by our favorite artist every week on radio, mine being Big Thief, his being Weezer. So I think there was an entire year where, like, every single week would have a Big Thief and Weezer song. We broke out of that more or less come junior year, I'd say. I played a lot of Modest Mouse, so of course I'm going to play that later on this playlist, but it wasn't as, like, religious, and I need to get a Modest Mouse song out now. But anyway, call back, and I know Henry has Weezer later on this, but call back to the
days of us
religiously playing Big Thief and Weezer songs. Here's Masterpiece.
Masterpiece!
Masterpiece! but you don't know. I can't be a fool for everyone that I don't know.
It's easy to forget that. That was Paper Thin Walls by Modest Mouse. As I said a couple songs ago, Modest Mouse was the band that I played when I stopped playing Big Thief. A very big transition part of my life between sophomore year and junior year. I graduated from Big Thief and into Modest Mouse, a very common trajectory for people halfway through their college experience. It's happened to many people. I know many people who have followed a similar trajectory.
Many loved ones have fallen to the Big Thief to Modest Mouse pipeline.
It's something that everyone should be aware of. I think we should talk about it more often. At some point, you won't need to listen to either that much. Only when you want to. I've reached that point. You can get there, too.
And what you just heard before that was Hey Ya by Outkast off of their album Speaker Box, / The Love Below. Everyone knows this song.
It's the one that goes, Hey Ya.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Literally everybody knows this song, but I was looking for Outkast songs that I wanted to put in there, and I was like, you know what? I'll throw this one on there. This album is cool because it was like, it's the closest thing we're ever going to get to an Andre 3000 solo record. Him and Big Boy were just like, we're going to release a double album where each of us basically creates our own album, and then we release them together. So Speaker Box was Big Boy's.
Wait, that's what Big Boy...
Huh. And The Love Below was Andre 3000's. So this is technically an Andre 3000 original. Because he's just like a genius who released his first solo record, which was all flute music. Do I have anything to say about this? Not really.
But you're live. Might as well keep rambling.
Well, we have other songs to play.
Oh, that's a great point.
Such as by beloved comedic actor from the hit movie with Jack Black, Year One.
What? This next song is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera. Cligeons, as some people call it.
What a reaction.
I don't know movies, and you know that.
I know. This is a movie that nobody knows. And you were just like, such a forced fake. Like, oh, what?
No, that wasn't like, I think that's cool. That was just a, like, Henry, what are you even saying? Cligeons by Michael Cera. It's a cover of an old folk song. Maybe not so old, but it's more folky, which is also called Clay Pigeons, of course. But Michael Cera sings the third harmony up. Henry, no mouth noises on air, Henry. So what Michael Cera does differently in this song is, again, singing the third harmony. No, he's singing the first. The original song is a third harmony up from what he's singing, which is interesting. I think it's a cool way to cover a song. It's like the same exact song, except three whole steps down. Okay, fine. Here is Cligeons. Here is Cligeons. Hey.
After this is Car Seat Headrest.
Oh. ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. That I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say. Till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
Bunch of mattresses get sold. Don't think it'll passion to each other.
If you were somehow able to travel back in time to me, my senior year of high school / my freshman year of college, and you played that song, I would have melted in my shoes and soliloquized to you about why Car Seat Headrest is the best band ever and why this song is the best song ever.
Is this your favorite Car Seat Headrest song?
I actually don't know. I think it's one of them. It's difficult because half of their songs are like 10 minutes plus, so they're not very radio friendly. I think maybe my two favorite songs are 13 minutes and 18 minutes.
Mm.
But this is just a very good one.
So while Henry put in the Car Seat Headrest song, I'll share a fun fact, which is the way that they got the band's name is because a car seated that headrest. And
she car in my seat until I headrest.
And it's really similar to Jesus, etc. The car seated the headrest, and then the car seated the headrest, and then that's how they got the name.
William Toledo.
He watched the car seat the headrest. You want a PSA time?
Yeah, I think it's PSA time because we are a community-run radio station. And so that means that we...
serve the people.
Serve the people, by the people, for the people. And this is an all-time PSA because it's our last show. It is... I think it's fitting that we read this one.
We will say it in synchrony.
Yeah. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center
last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Just the orthopedists are like, no more ladder injuries.
No more ladder.
We've seen enough of the ladder injuries.
We've seen enough ladder. No more ladder.
Wow, that's just a fascinating PSA. I hope you learned something.
Did you say penis A?
No! I didn't! I don't think so.
Well, speaking of that, Fapple.
Excuse me, I forgot my Mucinex this morning, it seems. Next up is Paper Bag by Fapple, a.k.a. Fiona Apple, a friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Fapple.
She is hot and cool and makes great music and is a little jazzy, and she's really just, wow, Fapple.
Fapple.
Here's Paper Bag.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, guys. Sorry, I just fell off the ladder, and I heard you guys talking about the PSA. I just wanted to know if you know what I should do once I've fallen off the ladder.
Have you fallen off into the trauma center or not?
No, I'm nowhere near the trauma center.
Next time, we recommend you fall into the trauma center.
I think that's on you. I think it's better to have the foresight to fall into the trauma center. If you're setting up a ladder, try at least to have it near the trauma center.
The trauma center is nowhere near my house. The ladder is inside my house.
Move the ladder outside of your house.
Have you ever thought about using the ladder outside your home?
Have you ever thought about starting a 7-minute long diss track battle over the ladder?
Me versus ladder.
Me versus dude, Metro Boomin just dropped a new diss beat on the ladders.
I'm making the bingo categories right now, and one of the categories is a free Metro Boomin beat to diss track on. But it's just like a JBL speaker or something.
JBL Drizzy!
I want a JBL speaker.
JBL Drizzy!
Well, no, JBL famously...
Are you going to the Red Sox game, Daniela?
Ugh, you cut grade. Off my joke. You know, I actually don't have tickets for Red Sox or Bingo. Those are the
or
two
bingo.
That... those
That's
are the two
sad.
That I did
bingo
not get.
Bingo has sold out.
Yeah, but, I know.
But that... I told them to increase... They increased it once. I told them to increase it again because... Everyone who bought Red Sox tickets also bought a bingo ticket, I'm pretty sure.
Jaden, if you'd like to contact me when there are more bingo tickets, that would be awesome.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you could also just walk in, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be empty.
Enough tush talk. We need to play songs. We need to play songs.
Would you like to introduce yourself, and then we're going to cut you off?
Right now.
We stopped the song to listen to you because we didn't
Jaden,
know who was
introduce
calling.
Introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself, Jaden.
Oh, am I on air?
Yes. What?
Oh, what?
You thought...
This has been on air the entire time.
You have to tell people that.
Boy, you called into the radio station.
I'm pretty sure I've been cursing.
You haven't been cursing. We would have
wow,
called
that's
you
incredible.
Out.
I go like, okay, hi, my name is Jaden. I'm a...
friend of the show.
I'm a student. I'm a freshman. I love to climb ladders, and I like to see how high I can go up. I'm getting text messages about me being on air right now. And I wanted to call in to celebrate this final great songs for dad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jaden.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. See you guys.
See ya. That was friend of the show, Jaden.
Let's hear Paper Bag.
Let's hear Paper Bag.
Of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope. And I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy. Don't wanna clean up. I got to focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it calls. Too much to love. climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said he couldn't stay, wouldn't put his lips to mine, or fail to kiss his, or fail to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, cause I know I'm a mess. He don't wanna clean up. I got to focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love. Hunger hurts, but I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know.
Heart beat, heart beat.
Let's go away for a while, you and I, to a strange and distant land where they speak no word of truth, but we don't understand anyway.
T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot. Yeah, throwing it back for this last show, playing some Weezer off of the Blue Album, their debut, my favorite album, their best album. This is a song which I overlooked until maybe sophomore year, and then I was listening through it for like the billionth time, and I was like, oh, this song's pretty good.
I see potential, I see quality.
Exactly. So very glad to do a nice little throwback to some Weezer again for our last show. Wow, this is...
Can I take this one with you?
Yeah, yeah.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, this is our last show. This will be our last song. And so I'm making it significant and resonant. And I will play us out with Let It Be by the Beatles off of Let It Be, also by the Beatles.
The Let It Beatles.
The Let It Beatles.
I mean, and at the end of the day, we are a show founded by and for dads.
So it's fitting that I play my dad music, exactly.
And this is, I mean, we try to keep a theme of not necessarily what do all dads like, but what do our dads like.
Yeah. And my dad likes this specifically.
I think it's safe to go out with the Beatles. This one will appeal to a lot of dads. And thank you guys for listening. If you've listened for years, if this is your first show, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Let It Beatles.
Let It Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be.